USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some top U.S. health officials, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, testifying at a Senate hearing on the deadly coronavirus outbreak. Opening the hearing in a remote video conference, Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander said,
"This hearing is about how we improve our response to this virus and the next pandemic, which we know is coming. What can we learn from this one to be ready for the next one?"
The Justice Department still considering whether to investigate the killing of a black jogger in Georgia. Federal investigators have been asked to review the handling of the Ahmaud Arbery shooting case and look into whether hate crime charges should be filed. A father and son already facing murder charges for allegedly stopping Arbery with guns drawn in a confrontation that ended with Arbery being fatally shot in February. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Wayne Allyn here. It's a different world in so many ways. When you venture out of your home, face masks are the new normal. Can you believe it? You've heard of the N95 masks that medical professionals use. And if they use an N95, don't we all want the best protection from particles and bacteria too? So I highly recommend a mask that gives nearly the same protection as Boomer Natural's 30-day face mask, providing 92.2% antibacterial protection. It's very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and they come in adult and children sizes, and very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Here's what's really great. The mask can be used up to 30 days. Many masks are only good for one day, making it very costly over time. Order these doctor-recommended masks now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20% every time you shop. Plus, get free shipping and handling on any order over $50. That's BoomerNaturals.com, a U.S.-based company wanting the very best health for you and your loved ones. That's code WARRADIO20 at checkout. Save 20%.
Authorities say two newborns were among more than a dozen people killed when ISIS gunmen stormed an Afghan hospital in Kabul today. At least three of the attackers were killed as Afghan special forces took back control of the facility, but not before at least 13 people died and another 15 were wounded. Witnesses say the attackers entered the hospital wearing police uniforms. ISIS has since claimed responsibility for the attack. The woman accusing Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her wants him out of the presidential race, and the former vice president appeared on Good Morning America today and was pressed on the subject by ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
Women should be believed they should have an opportunity to have their case and state it forthrightly, what their case is. Then it's the responsibility of responsible journalists like you and everyone else to go out and investigate those.
Biden then again saying what Tara Reid alleges never happened. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. Supreme Court now considering whether President Trump has to turn over his tax records. The first case involving Democratic-led committees in Congress seeking financial records as they want to investigate whether President Trump was not telling the truth before he was president about his financial situation. Speaking during oral arguments this morning, President Trump's lawyer, Patrick Strawbridge, called the subpoenas unprecedented. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg mentioning that President Trump refused to turn over his tax returns, unlike other presidents. The justices are hearing the arguments via teleconference as a way to keep themselves and others from getting the coronavirus. A massive solar energy project near Las Vegas has been given the go-ahead from the federal government. The Interior Department yesterday approved the 690-megawatt Gemini Solar Project, which will be the world's eighth-largest solar power facility. Gemini is expected to generate electricity for 260,000 homes and businesses. The 7,000-acre complex 30 miles northeast of Las Vegas is scheduled to begin producing energy early next year, with final completion expected as soon as early 2022. And Hamilton fans can rejoice. Disney's releasing its recording of the hit Broadway musical this summer, 1 year earlier than planned. Hamilton will be out exclusively on Disney Plus starting on the 3rd of July. We're online all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.